And also, last night, I watched the first two or three of these, the VMAs, MTV. It's weird because MTV is coming out now with maybe it's what I'm watching right now. I'm seeing a lot of their promos. They're coming out with all of their old programming. All their old programming is back.
Yeah.
And really, they were on the forefront of so many things that are now commonplace. Reality television.
Yeah.
It was unbelievable.
Music videos.
Yeah. They brought Cribs back, the whole nine yards. So for people that didn't realize, when MTV started out, it was probably the coolest thing on television. It was huge. It was music videos and, you know, the likes of, well, every classic rock band we play here can thank MTV.
Everybody.
Madonna. I'm not saying Madonna wouldn't be where she's at now, but MTV just shot her forward. Man, if you were a huge star or an up-and-coming star and you got on MTV, you made it, right?
You can speak to this. I mean, one of the things that MTV did, not MTV, but music videos, is it gave you another arena that maybe you weren't the most talented musically, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if you had great presence, and I mean, I think a lot, and I can't think off the top of my head who, you'd probably be a better judge of this, that bands and artists that were great, but what really made them great, well, you know, probably Madonna is probably one. As compared to, and I'm just going pop. I'm sorry. I'm just Mariah Carey. Mariah Carey is a phenomenal singer. Madonna is not.
Yeah.
Madonna just shot to the top because of the videos that she did. Not just because she was on video, but the way they were produced. I mean, it fundamentally changed. It
added, because it's like hearing a song.
Yes.
Particularly if it's lyrically inclined with some type of storyline, you can kind of, it's like reading a book. You're going to read it your way. But then when you could see it and see what the artist wanted you to know the song portrayed as, added a totally, you listen to a song, you're like, the brand new Journey song is coming up. You couldn't wait to hear it. But boy, when the video came out, you're like, I cannot wait to see the video, because you got to see it. It's a visual thing. It's much like visual podcast or anything else we do. We all knew that audio was king. It was great. And then when you put the visual aspect for it, and I think for the most part, a lot of people didn't realize that MTV was going to be as big as it possibly was. And it just, I mean, it went on and on and on and on and on. And now, you know, it got to the point where they played no videos. It was all reality television. Yeah. They did Dumbass or Kickass or whatever. Dumbass. They did all these shows, and then it just kind of went away. And so they do these VMAs every year. And they have always been known as the most outrageous award show out there for a lot of different reasons. They always seem to trend a little younger. Yeah. And as we got older, we didn't understand. I play a ton of stuff on the radio station that was prized MTV clips that you don't hear on classic rock radio, and I don't know why.
That's right.
You know, Love You Like a Rock. There's all kinds. I mean, there's probably 50 different songs that I remember growing up with, watching on MTV, thinking this is a great song. And it got a ton of airplay on MTV. And I'm like, why don't you hear it on classic rock stations? And if you listen to us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, you'll realize that. Get the KCAST radio app. It's killer. But so the VMAs have always, and Madonna's been part of a lot of these crazy things, whether it was her on the stage in her wedding dress, kissing, you know, Britney Spears, it goes on and on and on. So I get this text last night from a friend of mine, Barb, and she's like, are you watching the VMAs? And I was watching an NFL game, and I said no, and I switched over. She's like, you're not going to believe what Madonna has on, and I didn't realize Madonna was part of the show. Yeah. Well, she was not supposed to be part of the show. She came out to introduce the show, and the fans went crazy. That's the other thing, is they allow the fans to be in and around the stage. They're all over the stage. It's a party, right? And, of course, they couldn't do that last year because of COVID, so they brought them back. It was in Brooklyn. So she comes out in her bustier and her S&M looking thing, the same thing that she would have been seeing.
I was just going to say, that was old.
And let's remember, it's been 37 years since she came out in 1984.
Yeah.
She's 63 years old now. So she came out in this black tight thing, throws the jacket off. The fans go crazy. You're like, holy crap.
It's freaking Madonna.
It's Madonna. And then she turns.
Yeah.
And I'm like, whoa.
See, I watched that with you. It's really interesting because I did not have as much. Now we're body shaming. I did not have as much. I did not have the same reaction that you did.
Oh, I was like, she's 63. You know how I like older women.
Well, that's what I'm saying. She's 63.
And she's Madonna now.
She's out to work.
Some 63 old women, they look like they're 63, but they're right. Still. She's kind of fall off, and she's gotten kind of weird, to be honest with you. She's kind of strange.
You remember the time, the period in her life when she adopted a British accent?
Oh yeah. I mean, younger, man, the borderline days. Oh, good night. I mean, she was sexy.
Borderline.
I mean, she's dressed up as Marilyn Monroe. Yeah. She's no material girl. I mean, like a virgin. I was like, over the top. Still attractive. Careful.
Your Catholic priests are watching.
So she turns.
Yes.
And she's fallen out from the bottom.
Yeah.
Of this thing, and when she turned, I was like, whoa. It took me back.
Back in what way? Let's unpack.
She don't need to be wearing that.
Why?
Because her ass was hanging out. Her ass was pretty big. I'm just being honest.
No, but look at it proportionally to her. Oh, see, I can't believe we're going here. I got to be careful.
I'm just, and she's in pretty good shape. I mean, she works out. She's in great shape. I'm just saying, I was kind of like, whoa. And she had to know what she'd look like in this thing.
Yeah.
Typical MTV. It was a shocking moment. It was like, wow. I applaud her for doing it. I think it was great. I think it's super. If you're 63 and you can pull that off, you go, girl. They loved it. It was great. Screw what I think. I don't care. I'm not body shaming her. She's 63 years old.
But she did,
and she's been posting a ton of stuff on social media over the last 6 or 7 months. Maybe it's the COVID thing. We'll get into that in a second. But it was a shocking moment. And then, of course, J-Lo comes out. Justin Bieber sang, and then she comes out. She's 53. And she looks as good as she's ever looked at the age of 53.
Yes.
I'm going to venture to guess in 10 years when she's Madonna's age, she ain't going to look like that if she chooses to wear something like that on stage at the VMAs.
Things will look better.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I would think. Yeah. And, nothing.
No,
I mean,
agree.
Women's bodies change, guys.
My body
changed.
Exactly.
I got man boobs. I mean, I wouldn't wear the same thing I'm wearing. Well, I am actually wearing the same thing I wore when I was 27 years old. So I was kind of like, whoa. It was great. I loved it because that's one of the reasons people love watching the VMAs, because you never know what's going to happen. Whether Howard Stern's coming out of this, you know, you never know what's going to happen. So I applaud her on it. It was interesting because this Barb friend of mine, we were going back and forth, and she said, it's amazing. It's kind of weird how all these older women seem to be coming out and exposing themselves, not only flesh-wise, but mental-wise. And we talked about all the books and people talking and all these things, and maybe people are bored. They're trying to. And I said, Elizabeth Hurley's doing it. Heidi Klum's doing it. Paulina Poroskova's on. And it's like, what is it about this moment in time?
Age.
And is it age? Is it COVID-related pandemic? Are we seeing the end of our own mortality? I've always wanted to do this. Let's go for it. Dolly Parton's wanting to pose topless in the 75th anniversary of Playboy. And so is that...
Psychologically, yes. Yeah. So, I mean, you could throw... I mean, the thing about COVID that... And what the pandemic has done, psychologically, it has turned us... It has shaken us enough... And don't go there when you're listening to us. Don't say, it hasn't changed my life. Just shut up.
Yeah.
Just shut up. It has changed society so quickly, so dramatically, that it has caused most people to take a step back and go, what am I doing? Not like, what am I doing? Not because they don't like their life or whatever, because everything changed. And when everything changed, and so you couple that with you got more time, you can't go out. There's other things that you can't do that would normally maybe distract you or keep you busy. You put those two things together. Turn the world upside down a little bit and turn it upside down in a way that forces you sort of inward. You can't do as many things. It causes you to think more. It causes you to more think. And so if you put that together with the age group that you're talking about, somewhere between 50 and 70. That is the time psychologically, without a pandemic, where we begin to start reflecting on our life. We don't necessarily have to write books, but that is what Eric Erickson talked about it. It is the look back. Mm-hmm. It is the am I now? It's different than you get to be about 75, 80. Then it's the how did I do and am I okay? Because I don't got much to go forward.
Yeah.
The 50s, the 60s, is this moment sort of reckoning of, I don't have that much more left. There's time to make change. So you reflect, assess, and then make a decision about where you're going. That's why they're all writing books.
Yep.
Because they got enough behind them to go, you know what? How did I live my life? And a lot of us do not stop to do that until our late 40s and 50s. Because again, think about it. If you had kids, that's about the time your kids are grown up, right?
Mm-hmm.
On average. If you had a job, that's about the time that you've either been in it so long that it's something that has been a part of your life.
Yep.
Health-wise, same thing. 40s, 50s, 60s, our health starts changing. So like all those are cues for us to start to reflect. And you couple on that the fact that we are in a situation where people are sick and people are arguing and we're doing strange things and we can't go out. The easiest way to hypnotize somebody, put them in an unfamiliar situation. You go to the ER. We used to do this when I was a resident. You go to the ER. It is the easiest place in the world to hypnotize people because they're out of their sorts. Right? Yeah. They have nothing to anchor on.
Yeah.
And I think that is what's happening for a lot of people right now. And yeah, that's exactly why they're writing. They're writing the books. They're coming out and they're with their butt hanging out. They're doing everything.
It's like we lost our minds a little bit.
Yes.
No, and sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't.
I was trying to think male.
It's just interesting because, I mean, obviously, if you have the financial security
and
you're Madonna, you can do whatever the hell you want.
Right.
You can do whatever you want and you're going to be a freak, and people that don't like Madonna aren't going to like it. People love Madonna are going to love it. like if Cher came out in that same thing, and Cher's in her 70s now, where she was sitting on top of the giant gun on the ship. It would be really funny though if you saw people like us starting to do that.
Meaning non-stars.
Non-stars. Like because you do see some people do some different, like for me, it may be I'm going to take those piano lessons I always wanted to take.
Yes.
Or I'm going to go, you know, climb that mountain, or I'm going to go get on a bike and do something I've always wanted to do. And it's a more of a bucket list kind of thing in my 50s and 60s, because like you said, you're not reaching the end. You got a ways to go, but you're like, if I don't do it now, I'm never going to do it. That's the whole thing. But you also have, we also know that 50 is that set age where we're kind of set in our ways. We don't change a whole lot. I use the grippy situation. If you wear grippies at the age of 50, you're not going to start wearing, you know, boxer shorts at the age of 51. Some people do, but for the most part, they don't. You don't start liking new foods. Driving different
not
cars.
Automatically. Yeah. See, that's the difference. Yeah. That's the difference. When you're 30 and...
Could you imagine if your mother came out wearing something like that?
My mom? Yeah, no.
Now Madonna's been doing it forever.
Well, that's exactly. It would be characteristic. That was the thing. Listen, her performance thing last night, what I really liked about it, it was wholly consistent with Madonna.
Yeah.
It wasn't too little. It wasn't too much, because it could have even gone more.
Yeah.
It just fit her brand. So yeah, my mom wouldn't do that because my mom, that's not my mom. Go back to the 50s and grippy thing. When you're in your 50s, it is easier. It's definitely easier to stay the course. You've been wearing grippies. When you're in 20s and 30s, you're still figuring out what that course is.
Mm-hmm.
But at 50s, 40s and 50s, you have this grand opportunity. You can either sort of go the more passive route. This is the way I've always done it. This is the way it is. Or you can challenge yourself to make those changes. And one of the scary things is, and this is where you see, you know, talking about midlife crisis or whatever, this is where you see all that pent up stuff that I really wanted to do butt heads with, I'm 50 and I've always done it this way. And sometimes, you know what comes out of it? So sometimes people do nothing. Sometimes people do like smaller changes. Sometimes you get this explosion.
Yeah.
This is the... Again, I'm going to go buy the Harley. Mm-hmm. We're going to sell it all. I'm selling it all.
We call it midlife crisis.
Well, yeah, but because you know what happens? It's in there. It's been in there the whole time, and you haven't allowed it to come out in a nice, slow way. So instead, it explodes. That's all why you see the divorce as well.
All of it. Then you just have to make sure that it's worth the risk. And it depends on what the risk. It depends on what the risk is. But obviously, if you're wanting to change everything in your life in the mid-50s, and again, it has to do with your financial situation, it has to do with everything. I love people that think outside the box and want to do some strange, bizarre things. And I also understand people that are like, I'm good where I'm at. Maybe they like myself.
Yeah,
I've had my share of fun.
Yes.
And it's not just, my fun's a little different now, but I've ridden bulls. I've jumped off things with donkeys.
Yes,
I've sat in every seat. I've done my share of things like that. It's not to say I won't do it again. But yeah, it's not even getting outside your comfort zone. It's just doing new and exciting things that at some point you think to yourself, okay, I've always wanted to do this and I've never gotten.
You've been doing it the last 3 years.
Yeah, yeah.
You're on a mission.
And then sometimes you're forced into it.
Well, no, but you are on a personal mission to bring music that you love and everything around it, to bring it to the world in a different way. Dude, that's as big as getting a Harley.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, it is.
And then you also have, you know, it could be that tattoo.
Yep.
Then you have a mate you have to deal with.
What, because of the tattoo? What do you mean?
Well, you know, if you want to do something that's a little out there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. I mean, I asked Jules.
The kids have flown the coop. You got grandkids. Yeah. You're like, mm-hmm. What would you think about me getting in that tent? And sometimes they're going to go, no.
But I asked Jules if she wanted to get an RV and drive around the country.
Oh, see, I love that.
She's like, oh, hell no.
Really?
Yeah, I don't want to either, though.
I'm thinking about moving into one.